Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Woo! Boy, it is week 10 in the NFL. Jones, where does the time go? Let's start with an AFC beast matchup between the Bills and the Dolphins.
Achan sneaks through. Achan, second level, turns on the Jets. Achan! Touchdown! 59 yards!
Just like we all predicted, the Dolphins blow out the Bills. 30-13. Bills didn't score until the fourth quarter. Devon Achan, 22 carries for 174 yards and two touchdowns. He also had 51 yards receiving. Tua also threw a couple of touchdowns, one to Jalen Waddle. Josh Allen ended up with over 300 yards, but did not have a very good game by his standards. James Cook was held in check. Bills fall to 6-3. Dolphins improved to 3-7.
Yeah, Pats are now the, and rightfully so, heavy betting favorite to win the AFC East with their head-to-head win over Buffalo. That was one, and you're just watching the score in the top left-hand corner of the screen. Like, yeah. I'm watching the Pats game.
Yeah.
But 16-0, I'm like, Buffalo will probably come back. They'll probably come back against this team. At one point, they were driving. They were, like, down in the red zone. They showed it. You're like, all right, well, let's score here. Yeah. They'll get a two-point conversion. Dolphins will probably turn it over. Bills will probably still win. Allen, red zone turnover or end zone turnover, yeah, whatever it was, yeah. And then the Dolphins ran away with it. Well, Achan was a monster at the
insane.
End of that game.
It was 16-0 at the half, and then it was 16-0 going into the fourth quarter. You're like, they are going to win.
They're going to
win this game.
They're going to beat them.
Let's go to the toilet bowl between the Jets and the Browns.
Hey, what happened?
Fields, boy, hit on the release, gets it out to Hall. Hall, open real estate. Hall, touchdown. No flags. 42 yards from Breece Hall.
Well, the Jets traded all their good players, except for Breece Hall. He's still there. He scored that touchdown. And the Jets, after losing their first 7 games of the season, have won back-to-back games to get to 2-7, which is the same record the Cleveland Browns now have.
So they had two return touchdowns yesterday, which is most of their scoring.
That's right.
They beat Cincinnati in that awful defense before their bye week. So you're right. They've won 2 in a row. I give them zero shot on Thursday. But, quick turnaround in the NFL. Jets maybe, possibly have figured something out, although I doubt it.
No.
But, yeah, would you say Pats are favored by 11?
11.5.
That's actually one more than Fields had passing yards if you don't include that screen.
Well, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, look.
It should be the Pats. It should be.
I think, I don't care how much minus money it is, I would lay that down against the Jets. Or how many points it is, rather. I would lay that down on Thursday. Yeah.
But not a winless team. In fact, not even a one-win team anymore.
I thought they might go winless.
I did too. All right, what about an AFC South showdown between the Texans and the Jaguars?
What happened?
This game was all Jaguars until the fourth quarter. It was 29-10 going into the fourth quarter, but then it was just a steamroll by Houston.
Davis Mills.
What a rush. Walker
steps up. He's going to run. Mills looking for the pylon. He's got the end.
That put them up, and they would hold on to a 36-29 win after a wild fourth quarter comeback by Davis Mills and the Texans. C.J. Stroud couldn't go. Mills had two touchdown passes and that touchdown run. Nico Collins, 7 catches for 136. He was great. Trevor Lawrence on the other side, terrible. 158, a touchdown and a pick. Really didn't do much. Jacoby Myers with his new team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, had 3 catches for 41 yards.
Yeah, I'll say this about Houston. I think their defense might be the best in the AFC, even better than Denver. Like the way
better
they play,
than Keith, Denver,
and they played one fewer game, I think, than Denver. Right? They played 9. Denver's played 10.
Correct.
But that defense has given up 150 points this year. Like that's a legitimate defense. They're neck and neck anyway with Denver. If you want to take the Broncos defense, they're 4-5. We talk up the Ravens like they're not out of it. Maybe Houston's not out of it when they get Stroud back.
See, I think because of the Colts, both these teams will be done. I think
the Ravens get in is the division, not the playoff picture or a wild card rather.
Well, no, I feel like I would take the Ravens and the Steelers to both have a better record at the end of the year than these two teams. I feel like before these two teams would benefit from a bad division, but now the Colts are good, so like there's no like loser spot from the AFC South. It's gonna be like a good record this year. So I think they're probably both out, but we shall see. What about another AFC matchup from last night? Chargers and the Steelers.
What happened?
First and goal for the 2. It is Vidal to the left into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers.
Telling you, nobody's talking about the Chargers. They are 7-3. They beat the Steelers at home 25-10. Very similar to all the Patriots fans in Tampa. This was like all Steelers fans in L.A. to the point where the Chargers were practicing like silent count and stuff like they were on the road.
Yeah,
like,
how bad it was. That's how it's been going with the Chargers and to a lesser degree the Rams. They have no home field advantage there.
No.
Steelers are exactly who we thought they were. They're 5-4. Mm-hmm. I think they've lost 3 out of 4, if I'm not mistaken. They have a negative scoring differential on the year.
Yeah.
So they're not winning that division. They're not a playoff.
But do we need to talk the Chargers up more?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
They're playing well.
Yep.
They've won 3 straight.
All right, what about the game from Berlin, Germany between the Colts and the Falcons? Wow, Jones, this game was so good it went to overtime.
Right back to Taylor with Warren blocking. Touchdown, Taylor! An appropriate finish in Berlin, Germany. It's Taylor's game, and the Colts win in overtime.
32 carries for Jonathan Taylor for 244 yards and 3 touchdowns, including the walk-off in overtime. Ridiculous.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he really should be the MVP. He just won't win. Well, so you're like, who's the MVP? I would say it's Jonathan Taylor, but it's a quarterback award.
He's motoring up those lists, though.
He is.
I think he's 3rd at FanDuel, 4th at DraftKings, so he's moving up.
Yeah.
But I agree, he won't actually win it. What do you have, an 83-yarder yesterday?
Yeah, that
80
sounds
plus
right.
Anyway, I think it was the longest touchdown run in the league. So, it was a nice little game for him, yeah.
Drake London had another good game, but the Falcons lose. So the Colts are 8-2, just like the Patriots and the Broncos. Falcons, meanwhile, fall to 3-6. What about the Ravens and the Vikings?
What happened?
Jackson on the roll, back of the end zone, and it is caught. Mark Andrews with the touchdown.
Mark Andrews, touchdown from Lamar Jackson. So the Ravens get the win there. They are 27-19 over the Vikings. Baltimore is now 4-5. And when you look at the AFC playoff picture, they are out of it. However, that last team right now, based on tiebreakers, is the aforementioned Jaguars at 5-4. So really like a one game difference between the Ravens
They're only a game back of Pittsburgh, so they have a couple of different ways,
to get in.
I think their defense has started to figure it out too. That was a defense to target in fantasy and bet against and things. I think they've started to figure it out on that side of the ball, yeah.
What about the Giants and the Bears?
Hey, what happened?
Oh, little signs of life from Caleb Williams.
Second down, a fake, a boot. Williams running. Caleb Williams into the end zone. Did he stay in bounds? Still no signal. Now they say yes, a touchdown.
Sure was. Caleb Williams runs in that score. It was a young quarterback matchup. Jackson Dart, who left the game with an injury.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Russell Wilson replaced him, but Caleb Williams, 220 yards passing, one touchdown in the air, one touchdown that you just heard on the ground. Fourth quarter comeback win for the Chicago Bears, who get to 6-3, kind of quietly on the year. The Giants fall to 2-8, and it seemed like any kind of, obviously Cam Scataboo goes down. We'll see what the severity is on Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I mean, him and Scataboo were ticking time bombs to get hurt.
Yeah.
This is how I expected them both to get hurt, though, concussions. I didn't expect to happen what happened to Scataboo. But Bears have won 6 out of 7. They really have beaten nobody, though. Dallas, Vegas, Washington, New Orleans, Cincinnati, and now the Giants.
Yeah. It's similar to last year. They beat all the bad teams. They lost all the good ones. And they happened to play like 10 straight good ones at the end of the year, which is brutal for them. But, yeah, Bears hanging around for sure in the playoff position. Giants, the Patriots will face a few weeks from now on Monday night, but who knows what that team will even look like at that point.
Yeah, they're crumbling.
Perhaps the worst game of the season. Saints and Panthers.
Ugh. What happened?
Not much.
Chuck will chuck it and throw. And it's Jawan Johnson down near the goal line and in for a Saints touchdown.
What was that?
You say Chuck will chuck it?
Chuck. It sounded like he said Chuck will chuck it. Chuck chucked a couple of touchdowns. And the Saints beat your Panthers. That was the one. Panthers at home, they needed that one.
That was a bad loss.
They needed that one.
I saw something. I don't have the stat right in front of me. It was something like the last 11 times the Panthers have been favored, they've lost.
Nice.
Which that must go back so far.
Yeah.
To get them favored in 11 games.
A couple years ago, they probably weren't favored at all.
So it's a sucker's bet is what you're saying.
Yeah, the next time you see my Carolina Panthers favored, do not bet them.
17-7 was the final. Chris Olave did have over 100 yards and a touchdown. Saints are now 2-8. Panthers fall back to an even 500 at 5-5. NFC West Cardinals and the Seahawks.
What happened?
Jacoby Brissett. Oh, there was the blitz. He was hit. The ball is free. Picked up by Lawrence. Will he take it in? Yes, sir. To the house. Touchdown.
This was a beatdown.
Yeah.
Defensive scores. 38-7 was the halftime score. Seahawks would go on to win 44-22. But this is a big game for the Jones and Keith Bozo touchdown parlay.
Huge.
As we had both Jackson Smith and Jigba and Marvin Harrison Jr. both score touchdowns in this game.
Yeah. Now, one happened like right away before you get, but like,
or even sat down. Jackson Smith and Jigba
1 o'clock
scored.
Games weren't even done yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And JSN was dancing in the end
zone. He was in there. And then late in the game,
we had to wait for Marv. But we have checked 4 boxes.
Yeah, you heard the Breece Hall one. That was another one.
Kyron Williams. And then those two. So we got 4 out of 5 with Saquon tonight, Keith.
Boy,
you can, if you bet a ham, you can cash out for about 250.
Not bad. That's half a PS5.
Or you can let it ride for, depending on where you shop, 600 plus.
PS5 and 10 hams.
To Saquon on Monday night against Green Bay. That's all you need.
Ask yourself.
Let it ride.
Ask yourself. All right, Lions and the Commanders. Well, Dan Campbell has taken over play calling responsibility in Detroit. And it went pretty well.
The second was commit to this running game between the tackles, which has opened up everything else. And Jahmyr Gibbs going for a touchdown. Gibbs takes it all the way.
Hey, shut up and let the guy do the call. as he's like sprinting down the field. Like maybe like let the guy
That's
do the
Vilma, right? Trump took all his time earlier in the broadcast, so he's like jamming in extra takes, I think is what's going on. Yeah.
This was another one. We talk about Jonathan Taylor having a monster game. Well, so did Sonic. Jahmyr Gibbs, 15 carries, 142 yards, and two rushing touchdowns. He also had three catches for 30 yards and a receiving touchdown.
Yeah.
Sun God scored. Jameson Williams had over 100 yards and a score, part of Jared Goff's very good game. And so Detroit, after the loss last week to Minnesota, bounces back. They're 6-3. The Commanders, who are without Jaden Daniels, they fall to 3-7.
Let me tell you, I had Gibbs, and somehow I'm still going to get whooped by Terp. I don't even know how that's possible.
How sick, bro.
Yikes.
You were kind of right, though, Keith. I mean, they're better than you thought, but you were kind of right about Ben Johnson leaving. Like, now Dan Campbell's taking over play calling.
Like, who thought Dan Campbell would be calling plays?
Not me.
Because I guess the knock on the – they were still scoring a lot of points, but it was almost all just big plays. Like, they couldn't, like, sustain drives. It was just, like, big play or nothing. So Dan Campbell takes over. They score 44 points. So that's something.
Check that box.
All right, last one from Sunday. We got the Rams and the 49ers.
What happened?
Well, the guy having a great year, besides Drake May, kind of breathing down his neck for MVP votes, would be Matt Stafford.
Play action, man. Wide open is Colby Parkinson. He walks in. It's another Rams score.
Yeah, this was pretty much all Rams all day, but Mac Jones had a great game.
So
statistically, I mean,
this
pick.
Is one I didn't really watch. Was this? Was it a lot of just garbage piling on? Well, I know the numbers look very good.
They were down really early, but he was just super efficient. He went 33 of 39 for 319 yards and three touchdowns.
That's
and
hard
a pick.
It's hard to.
The pick was real bad.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was one of those ones where he's about to get hit and he just chucks it up. Particularly Mac Jones.
Mac pick.
But like,
Purdy, it came out after the game. Purdy could have been the backup.
Right.
So they're playing Mac right now.
It's a soft benching.
Yes.
But Stafford threw four touchdowns.
That's why he's the MVP!
Maybe. Devontae Adams got one. Puka Nacua got one. You heard the Parkinson one. And also Davis Allen. Kyron Williams, who Jones had in the Bozo parlay, he had two rushing touchdowns. So the Rams, 7-2. And the 49ers, even with all their injuries that they always have every single year, are 6-4. So that is the Monday night game tonight, Eagles and Packers. So a really good one in the NFC.
Good one. And a lot at stake for this program.
A ton.
Look,
the most at stake.
People mock the Bozo. But if Saquon hits tonight, it'll be the second year in a row we've made people quite a bit of money if you follow along in the Bozo touchdown parlay.
True.
Or you can cash out and make yourself a nice $250 if you plunk down 10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.